What up, K-State Nation? Another episode of the Purple Project Podcast starts right now. This is Eddie Greer, host of this K-State Podcast, all things K-State sports. Whether that is men's and women's basketball, cross country, women's volleyball, women's soccer, football, of course, and so much more. Again, thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast. This will come out. I will have this scheduled out on Saturday in hopes of EG3 is still out there running during the 2026, I'm going to say Brickyard 400, but it's tempting to say that. But anyways, yeah, he's going to be competing. Yeah, I'm putting myself in third person in this year's version, the sequel, I'm going to call it. 2 years in the making off the first one. I'm very nervous about it. Not very nervous. I'm a tad nervous just because of the health situation that I've been dealing with really through most of the year. But we'll just have to see what happens. Hopefully, when this comes out, this will come out at its usual time around 10, 11 o'clock a.m. And by the way, yes. Yeah, hey, the party don't start after Friday. We keep it moving throughout the weekend. So, again, we're back to being daily podcast, all things K-State sports. Yeah, so in hopes of Eddie still chugging along here. He's recording his podcast on Thursday night, August 6th, 2026. And this will come out on Saturday morning. And this will focus on, I was going to do something on basketball, that recruitment on basketball. That might have to wait until tomorrow. I'm going to record probably that tomorrow, and then along with anything else important that pops up for the Friday episode. This might come out on Sunday night. Well, not this football episode, but the latest recruit for this year's team for women's basketball will come out on Sunday. So I'm switching the game up a little bit because football season is right around the corner. September 5th. Nichols comes to Bill Snyder Family Stadium and to take on Joe Jackson, Avery Johnson, Wesley Fair, and the K-State Wildcats. We're going to get into some of them here in a minute because they're on this NCAA watch list for 2026 here as well. But yeah, we'll see what happens. but I think I almost got the strategy what I wanted. And I am shooting for a number this time. So we'll see. Well, I'm going to give you this right now. If EG3 makes it through overnight, that's I think everybody's going to try to make it through the overnight and whatnot. I think the real race is going to start when everything hits 7 o'clock. Saturday morning runs, usually with group runs and all that. I just think. Once y'all listen to this, the real race is going to begin. Hopefully we're in the thick. Hopefully we're going to shake things up again. That's really the main goal of this deal. I can go on and on, but I don't want to try to sit here and jinx myself right now. But, the extra rest and whatnot, the aggressive taper and everything else like that. I'm hoping that pays off. But anyways, what pays off? K-State football and Avery Johnson reuniting with Colin Klein, obviously. He's on this list here. Let me see here. All right. So right now, we're actually going into this year's watch list members. K-State has four athletes on different watch lists, right? I brought up Avery Johnson and Joe Jackson. Right, so Joe Jackson, for whatever reason, doesn't have a war next to him. But anyways, So it says Joe Jackson and Avery Johnson, most outstanding player in college football. Interesting. Well, for Joe Jackson, Avery should be elevating this game. We have talked about it all summer long on this particular podcast. He needs to elevate this game, and K-State is going to maximize whatever is left. Is eligibility. Oh boy. Whether that's this year or going to next year. I'm not even thinking about next year. That We ain't played a snap yet in football. And I'm recording this actually ahead of the Hall of Fame game between the Carolina Panthers. That did not feel good. Oh, boy. Carolina Panthers and the Arizona Cardinals. So once I get going, I'm fine. But that did not feel good. That did not feel good at all. So there's that. Outland Trophy, John Pastore, one of the returning offensive linemen for K-State on this list. That's the most outstanding interior lineman. And Garrett Oakley up for the Maxey Award. He's on the watch list for most outstanding. The most outstanding tight end. And tight end you right now for K-State, Garrett Oakley, Lincoln Kerr. Some of those weapons to tie it in, and I'm going to still say this, the wide receivers, we are still not talking about wide receivers, but that is coming. That is definitely coming. The tight ends, and speaking of which, while I'm thinking about position players, probably going to have to wait till next week because I'm going to be occupied with this KC Backer Ultra. So that is going to have to wait until next week, but we're going to resume our position, kind of previewing the players at the positions for this year, the roster for K-State in 2026. So we'll resume that next week. Right now, I'm just recording content just to have y'all covered throughout the rest of the week. So when this comes out on Saturday morning, which will probably be around 10, hopefully it is still running. We'll see what happens. Hey, I'm excited. For number one, though, important, I think, this is number two. I shouldn't say this is number one. This is number two. More important, number two, I'm just glad to be competing because this was up in the air, but this has been kind of in the making since the first time I participated in this event. So we'll see what happens. Again, I would love the opportunity to shake things up again and stun some people and shock the world. We'll see it. We'll see what happens. I'm sitting here recording this podcast, not even knowing who else is going to be in the game. Because, look, my mindset's already like, look, everybody wants to run at night, through the night. But then, yeah, the real race is going to start. Look, and luckily, hopefully the rain got out of the way, but this is the Midwest. So yeah, it's supposed to be hot, not. It's actually not too bad. I'm sitting there saying that now. Probably going to regretting that this weekend. But I figure in the kind of old school. Staying out before the day and age of phones. Staying out there all day long, working on your game, and all that. And all the other stuff, right? So. And then, of course, I'm working, whether it's negative 2 or 99 out. So, again, I feel like that's to my advantage. But the body is the big question. Will it hold up? Well, that's going to be an answer very soon. So we'll see about that. But I get allow myself to kind of rest. And I'd be usually running, honestly, by now. But with this going on, there's gonna be plenty of time for that. So this is gonna be. I'm gonna treat this run camp 2026. Yeah. So there's that. I got a problem with. Hey man, why didn't get no invite? I don't know. Oh, I was like, man, y'all forgot. I'm up here in KC, baby. Come on, man. But that's. Boy, y'all gonna get me in trouble for that, but no invite? Seriously? I see how it's going there. But anyways, so, I can go down a whole rabbit hole because, yeah, no invite. Like, for real? Okay, I see how this player. I remember, hey, I'll be up front saying, yeah, I hold some grudges. You know, maybe it's bad or not, depending on the person. So I still got a lot to prove, and hopefully some of that will be unleashed this weekend for sure. I cannot wait for the backyard, and literally almost 24 hours away. So I'm just fired up. I'm just ready to get going at this point. So there's that. This is the Purple, by the way, I'm sorry. This is the Purple Project Podcast. All this K-State sports, Eddie Greer fired up here on this Saturday. Well, this will be the Saturday edition of this podcast. I'm recording it August 6th, 2026. Thank you so much for hanging out with us here. You want more action? Definitely make sure you subscribe to this podcast. If you're a big time K-State fan, you know what it is. iTunes, Spotify, you know what it is. The Purple Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports there as well. I'm not going to go through previous candidates because, I mean, there's a whole list here. I'm not going to get into all that right now. I'm trying to see if there's any more. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, now we're getting to the previous. We're not worried about that right now. I could probably sit here. I could probably call that tonight, but I'm not doing that. Our eyes is focused on the task at hand now. And surprisingly, we got through work. So that was good. That was, I probably said that was a good, I mean, you don't know. It's a good call. So there's that, taking mine off of things. And now, you know, all right, now put that's filed away until Lord willing Monday. And now it's time. How do we figure out to get from stage one to stage two and hopefully stage three? And then after that, we're just going to have to see how everything shakes out. Yeah, so there's that. But we're excited for the Brickyard. See, there we go. See, I got in trouble saying the Brickyard, the backyard. We're definitely excited for the football season. Come along here. Colin Klein, the football camp is going right now. So definitely pumped up for all that football. And, of course, we're going to have football. And, of course, the night of the big dance. The big game, or whatever you want to call it, football on the TV screens. We got K-State action officially starting in 2026 last night with a nil-nil draw. I did a preseason postcast. Go check that out there as well if you have not done so already. I'm just fired up now. I'm just fired up for the. I know we're going to be occupied, but hopefully throughout my majority of the weekend, but. But yeah, we're fired up for everything, whether it's EG3, an actual season, a race season. I ain't said that in a minute. But we're fired for that. We're fired up for volleyball, football, soccer, cross country. We haven't said anything about that yet. That will be coming up here in the next weekend and change there, as well as the positional previews I just mentioned here. And yes. The return of Alex Ann on this podcast. I'm targeting at least 2 weeks before him. So I got to get in touch with him and get him back on the show before the season starts and everything. I'm going to make this probably a 2 week thing with him during the season. But yeah, that's some early thoughts there as well as we get you fired up for the 2026 fall campaign, summer, we still got the rest of summer. And the fall campaign, officially, if you want to say start line site, you can say that. But obviously, football season's your obvious players on offense, none on defense. Oh, by the way, yeah, no watch players on D. So take that for what it's worth there as well. So Jordan Peterson, the DC defensive coordinator, you have your work cut out for you there on that. And the rest of the team has their work cut out for them as we count you down to the season opener, which is less than a month from now at Bell Center Family Stadium in Manhattan. Case which the Pro Watcher Podcast, all things Kansas sports, you can get it. We're a podcast from Rainbow Daily, which is Kansas Court. Case content, iTunes, Spotify, you know what it is. If you have not already done so, I know I've been Mr. Squirrel, like usual, going from one thing to another, but this will be the time to do so, because we're going to be, once the games get going, all that, we're going to be ramping up, or we're already starting to ramp up with everyday coverage. Things are going to get ramped up for sure, so definitely, if you've not already, make sure you do subscribe to this podcast, and make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Please go ahead and leave us a rating. I'm not looking for the fame or anything like that. Yeah, but it helps out other K-State fans find more about this podcast Obviously part of the family, a podcast. There's plenty of football coverage across all the Kasich podcasts, but you're not getting the volleyball, soccer, and cross country, the track and fields, the women's row and whatnot. What this podcast comes with, there as well. You're going to get plenty of volleyball, soccer coverage on this podcast there, along with your football. So, in basketball, for that matter. Alex Aiden out there in the state of California. It's Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. This has been another episode right here of the Purple Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports with Cats.